Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. With just days to go until the midterm elections on Tuesday, President Biden spoke at a rally in support of New York Governor Kathy Hochul tonight. It's a blue state, but her opponent has made gains, and Democrats have been trying to shore up support. NPR's Eric McDaniel has more.
Kathy Hochul is running for her first full term as governor. She's facing Republican Lee Zeldin, a Trump-endorsed congressman who's focused his message on law and order. Biden emphasized Hochul's record protecting abortion access in the state and pledged to do the same if it's required after the midterms.
Republicans gain control of Congress and pass a nationwide ban on abortion. I will veto it.
Biden will continue his time on the campaign trail tomorrow in Columbia, Maryland. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, traveling with the president.
In Ukraine, residents of the Russian-occupied city of Kherson are under increasing pressure to evacuate. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the Russian-backed local authority sent out mass text messages telling people to leave the city due to an imminent Ukrainian attack.
Ukraine's military says that Kherson residents received warning messages on their phones on Sunday urging them to evacuate as soon as possible. Residents report Russian soldiers with bullhorns warning civilians that Ukrainian forces are preparing for a massive attack on the city and telling people to move east, deeper into Moscow-controlled territory. Kremlin-backed local authorities have already moved tens of thousands of civilians out of the city, some of them allegedly against their will. On Sunday, the city suffered a major power outage that Russian media blamed on Ukrainian attacks. For weeks now, Ukrainian troops have been encroaching on Kherson, yet it still remains in Russian hands. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kyiv.
Tanzania's prime minister says at least 19 people are dead after a small passenger plane crashed into Lake Victoria today. Authorities say 26 people have been rescued and taken to the hospital. Ishma Fundikwa has more.
A police spokesperson said the plane, which took off from the commercial capital, Dar es Salaam, crash-landed into Africa's largest lake as it approached an airport in bad weather. Precision Air, a privately owned Tanzanian airline, owns the ATR-42-500 plane manufactured by ATR, a Franco-Italian company. Pictures online show the plane almost entirely submerged, with only its tail visible. Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan tweeted their condolences for the victims and called for calm during rescue operations. Recovery efforts are ongoing. For NPR News, I am Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is up 1.3%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is ahead by 1.8%. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower. This is NPR. The Environmental Protection Agency is moving closer to regulating a class of very persistent toxic chemicals. The compounds are linked to serious health problems, including some cancers. From member station WHYY, Zoe Redd has more.
The so-called forever chemicals, known as PFAS, are used to make water-resistant clothes, nonstick pans, and stain-free furniture. Today, they're found everywhere, in soil, drinking water, and even in our bloodstreams. This week, the EPA added more types of PFAS for potential regulation. Robert Lombok studies the compounds at Rutgers University.
It's definitely a step in the right direction, and it's going to require ongoing commitment to go through the regulatory process if it's ultimately going to lead to a regulation.
EPA plans to propose nationwide drinking water standards for PFAS in December. For NPR News, I'm Zoe Reed in Philadelphia.
Evans Chebet of Kenya won the New York City Marathon's men's race in his debut after Daniel Do Nascimento collapsed 21 miles in. Chebet finished in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 41 seconds, which was 13 seconds ahead of Shura Katata of Ethiopia. Sharon Lokadi of Kenya won the women's race in her debut at the event. It was also her first marathon. She finished in 2 hours, 23 minutes, and 23 seconds. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. Dow futures are down about 0.2%. NASDAQ futures are down about 0.5%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.